Matthew chapter 22 and starting at verse 34. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. And one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is likened to it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now, Jesus, again, was teaching on this new law. And if you go into the kingdom, it's all about laws. The law of the spirit of life, the law of sin and death, the law of faith, the law of love. It's all about laws. And these principles will work for anyone who meets the biblical requirements of that law. I mean, with me, as a fly airplanes, the first thing it taught me in flight school was, here's a book. In this book, you go in there and you can actually determine what your takeoff distance is going to be. Now, they have to have that because someplace you might land, you might have to see if you got enough runway to take off based on your weight and the winds and the altitude, the density, etc. So this book, you go right in this book, go down here, say my weight is this much, the winds are this much, the altitude is this much, and it's going to take me 3,278 feet to take off. Now, if I got a 3,000-foot runway, I'm in trouble. I got to leave that airplane there and take the bus. So as you look at this, you can go right down here in this book. Because if I push that throttle forward with the flap configuration and start down that runway, you can peg it. I'll be off the ground at that point. So the book didn't lie. Neither does this one. And it's all laws. It's all laws. Violate them, you'll end up in the ditch. So when God's telling you don't do something, he's not trying to keep you from having fun. He's trying to keep you out of the ditch. So here, as I go on down in the book, he said the law of love. Now in the Old Testament, they had do not, do not, do not, do not, do not. Why? Because mankind didn't have a heart inside that was the heart of God. He didn't have a heart that cried out, Abba, Father. Because when Adam sinned, mankind lost that heart and he got replaced with a heart of iniquity. So inside, mankind had the same nature as the devil. That's why when people say sometimes, you know, we're just old sinners saved by grace. Well, I think I know what they meant. I think they meant we used to be a sinner and now we're saved. Because a sinner has a nature of iniquity. In other words, we found it very easy to do the devil's will. You didn't have to talk us into it. Just point us and we would do it. At least that was happening to me. Now, some of y'all have been always saved. Once saved, always saved. Now, you find it very easy to lie. Find it very easy to smoke some reefer. Find it very easy to do this or that. Now, you know, we talk about all of it in here. And you just found it very easy. Because it had the nature. But unfortunately, some of those things were not good for us. And God knew that. So he knew he had to save humanity. Because Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, he knew he had to save humanity. Because he said, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end of that way is what? It's death. And cigarettes will kill you. The package now says that. So I don't dislike anybody because they, you know, smoke cigarettes. So you don't dislike anybody because they are doing this or that or the lifestyle of this. You love the world. That's what we have to do. When you know better, you do better. So Jesus is running this down to him because now the Bible speaks about in Jeremiah or Ezekiel that one day a man is going to have a new heart. And the new heart that we got was this heart that God placed in us, which was his heart. And he gave us a new heart. Now we can operate by love. Before we couldn't. So he said before it was love your friends and hate your enemies or something like that. Yeah, he had, Matthew chapter 5, verse 43. He just kind of talked about the way it used to be. Jesus talked about that. He said, you've heard that has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies and bless them that what? My Lord. And then somebody just talked about you like a, I don't know what, you going to bless them? Wait a minute. I got to go back and read up on that. Oh, yeah. See? But if you operate with God's laws, you're going to get God's results. See? Don't be trying to feel it. Don't be trying to think, well, is this true? No. You're in the kingdom now. Once in the kingdom, there's one king. He is sovereign. His name is Jesus. And that king gives a command. It's not something you vote on. It's something that you do. So if you do it, he says over in John chapter 14, verse 21, he says, he that has my commandments and keeps them, that's the person that loves me. Oh, I love the Lord. Well, are you doing what he's saying? No. Okay. And he that loves me shall be loved to my Father, and I'll love him. And what will I do to him? I'll manifest myself. See, he thinks that if somebody hates me and I hate them back, then that's okay, and I'll get my advantage that way. No, no, he's saying if they hate you, love them back, and I'm going to take care of them. Oh, I didn't get many amens on that, man. I'll take care of them. You don't know what they did to me. I understand that. But when you stand before Jesus, he's not going to say, what did they do to you? He's going to say, what did you respond to with them? That's what you're going to get graded on. Say amen. Amen. So, what happened in the beginning? Let's kind of go back there for just a minute. What happened was, here was Adam. Adam had the nature of his father. But then here comes Satan. Satan now was roaming around the earth looking whom he may devour. And he comes up on Eve and talks Eve into something that was not the will of God. And then Eve ate of the tree and then gave to Adam and he did eat. And once he ate, they fell. Now understand, the tree looked good and everything. So there's a way that seems right. But the end of that way is what? It's death. It's a law, folks. Don't be trying to try to figure it out. It's just a law. It's in the earth. It's a law. If you jump off the building, you're going to hit the ground. It's a law. So you don't need to figure it out. Just go in the book and see what the law says. Okay. I get people in my office sometimes, you know, and I have to tell them, you know, and husband says this, and then the wife says this, and I say, whoa. Okay, we done gone around for an hour. I said, just quit it and forget it and get out of here. No, I just can't. And, but I said, let's not think about who's right. Let's look at what's right. And this book, the devil doesn't want in your hands, in your house, in your anything. Why? Because it's going to tell you what's right. And he can't do is wrong if you know what's right.